This is the words of Levi Pecker, his recollections from his father. What was his name? Ever. Your father's name?
Moshe Chaim.
Moshe Chaim Pecker Zatzal, who is the Talmud of Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zatzal from Klesk.
And Lakewood.
And Lakewood. Where did your father come from?
My father was born in Slutsk. And 2 years later, when he was 2 years old, he moved to Klesk, and the Baron moved to Klesk. Yeshiva moved to Klesk.
What year was that? You don't have any. You know when your father was born?
Let's see, he was 85 when he was nifted, 3 years ago, so it was 2005, and he was 85. He was born in 1910, I
don't know. Close enough. So he always lived in Klesk, in other words, from his youth.
He was best friends with Reb Shneur. They grew up together.
In Klesk. I didn't know that. And so he just, what yeshiva did he go before he went to the Klesk yeshiva? That was it? He went to the cheder, everything in Klesk, and he went directly to Rabban's yeshiva. Where was the yeshiva located, you know?
What street?
No, what kind of building?
So what building? I have pictures of the yeshiva.
Was it the shul or yeshiva? So Rabban started yeshiva at that time in Klesk.
Rabban was a yeshiva in Slutsk, but when he moved the yeshiva to Klesk because he wanted to be on the other side of the border. Lithuania became independent.
Slutsk was in Lithuania or
was
in White
Russia?
White
Russia, yeah.
So he wanted to be in Lithuania. Side, yeah. So Klesk was in the Lithuanian side. That was after World War One.
Yeah.
So after World War One, that became part of Poland.
Like in 1932 or something.
Well, 1932 is a long time ago. That's very much after the war.
Yeah.
So Klesk wasn't established till 1932.
The yeshiva. The city was existing.
So he used to be in, so he came in 1932 to...
I don't know the exact date. Okay. I don't know the exact date. Don't give me on the exact date.
Okay. So he learned in Klesk, your father learned in Klesk from Tulu, right? Okay. Do you have any recollections from your father about Klesk when Rabban was there?
I know that Reb Shach, my grandfather, lived in the next building from the yeshiva. Their yards merged. The yard of the yeshiva. So Reb Shach, when he took a break from the yeshiva, he went to my grandfather. Came to my grandfather to rest.
So Reb Shach learned in Klesk?
Yeah, at that time.
By Rabban. Yeah. Okay.
Then that's why I was able to get into Reb Shach later. You know. I told him my name, and he let me in. That was I'm named after my grandfather.
So your father went through Siberia. Did he have any contact? Was there any contact over that period of time with Rabban?
Yeah, sure. They had postcards back and forth.
How were they able to get letters in Siberia?
Well, when they were in the camps, they didn't get any letters.
Uh-huh.
After when they were freed from the camps, but they were still vagrating around in Siberia, yeah. They got in touch with Rabban. He used to send the matzahs, the Pesach.
Uh-huh.
He did a lot of things for them.
And that was during the war?
Yeah. Towards the end of the war.
Okay, what other... So then he came to Lakewood after the war?
He came to Ellis Island and then he went to Lakewood.
Do you remember Lakewood at that time?
A little bit. Very, very, very vaguely. Because I was the first one born from the refugees.
Yeah.
I was the first one born in Lakewood.
Mm-hmm. So your father was remarried in Europe?
Yeah, so at the end of the war, yeah. So my father... I was a big yachs in there. My father, my mother was pregnant. He went to the whole Europe after the war. He went to the whole Europe to get to France. And there he took the Queen Mary to America.
They didn't now, come from the other side, they came back.
He came here. Yeah, the guys from Shanghai came to Seattle. Europe, they came from France and from England. Now, my mother was already expecting. She was in the very seventh month. Yeah. So she wasn't allowed to travel. So when Mr. Bunin arranged, Irving arranged that. That my father should go with another pregnant woman.
To go where?
Another pregnant woman. Say to his wife. I don't know who that is, but that's what happened. That's how my mother. So a week after they landed, I was born.
So you came to New York?
I came to El Salvador.
Yeah. And from there you went to Lakewood.
Right.
And what year was that? You know?
46.
And he remained in Lakewood till when?
Till 1950, something like that. 1951, I'm not sure.
Okay. So what recollections do you have from your father about Rabban?
Well, when Rabban, all the founders of Lakewood were in the west side. You know, they were Bendheim, Langer, Udell, they all lived on the west side. So whenever a baron came to talk to them, so my father went, he took me along very often.
So what recollections do you have of those experiences?
So I was around 8 years old, 9 years old. Once I remember that Baron had to. He didn't remember a pasuk in Daniel. So he started from the beginning of the capital. And he got the pasuk like by us it's Ashrei.
Yeah.
You know, he started from the beginning of the capital in Daniel. So I said under my breath, you know, Daniel by heart. So Baron looked at me and he left.
That was like nothing.
Yeah.
That's an uncommon. That's what you get.
Who knows,
right?
Another story I have. I was walking. My father went to Israel in 1956.
To live?
No. To visit my grandparents, my mother's parents. So the day that he came back, I went to my uncle. Uncle Beryl Pecker. So I went to my uncle. So we went to Davin in the Sfada Shishul. And in the Sfada Shishul, we're Baron Davin there. So I remember. So my uncle took me to the Baron to tell him that my father's coming home today, whatever. So I saw that his face was mama shining. I noticed it. I was 9 years old. His face was shining. It's another thing I remember from And then I was once walking on Shabbos with my uncle in Borough Park, and we met Rabaron. So Rabaron told over my uncle of Lord. My uncle said that the Shublai Diskin says it. So he started to dance in the street, Mamash on the corner. It was on 49th Street and 15th Avenue.
Because he heard they were Pushulai.
More than that, I saw him many times. He gave a shiur twice a year. He gave a shiur in yeshiva, Yankee Yosef.
Yeah. You went to Yankee Yosef?
Yeah. So they allowed me. I was young. I didn't understand the shiur, but they allowed me to go to the shiur.
Right.
I used to watch him giving a shiur.
What was it like?
He put on his glasses. You know, when he wore his glasses. He was a orangutan in the shiur, mamish. I mean, he looked, he shined.
That's the only remembrance that you could.
I mean, I saw many times, but nothing that stood out. You know?
Nothing that you remember distinctly.
What
they discussed.
I remember when the Baron fell out of the car.
Yeah.
You know, he stayed. He heard his eye. He stayed by Golding in the house on 86th Street, and I lived on 81st Street. And Schnee used to sleep by me because he used to go visit his father. So I heard stories. I heard that he saved one of the Goldings. Something went into his eye, and they had to take it. The doctor said, "Take out his eye." The Baron said, "No, don't take out his eye. Go to different doctors." Went to different doctors and saved his life.
Do you have anything to say about the whole impression that Ravan leaves with you?
Yeah, he's scary.
Scary.
Yeah. Even though I knew him very well, I grew up with him, you know?
Yeah. He was beyond...
I'm telling you, one morning, he was davening, he was shining, his eyes were...
Like a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
Ruch Kodesh. Okay. Thank you very much for your words. Thank you.